Engaging, timeless, and thought-provoking. The Quran itself refers to Surah Yusuf as the best of stories. Lessons for the young and old, warnings for the oppressor and tyrant, and hope for the broken and abandoned. The tafsir of Surah Yusuf with Maulana Sulaiman Rawat, only on Sabah al-Muslim.
Right, so we discussed verse number 15 of Surah Yusuf on Friday. فَلَمَّا ذَهَبُوا بِهِ, then when they went away with him, وَأَجْمَعُوا أَيَّجَعَلُوهُ فِي غَيَابَةِ الْجُبْ, and they agreed to cast him into an obscure well. وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْهِ لَتُنَبِّئَنَّهُمْ بِأَمْرِهِمْ هَذَا وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ, we instilled into him, you will inform them of this act and they will not recognize you. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make it known to Yusuf alayhi salam. Whether it was in the form of revelation, the scholarly debate as to whether revelation comes to a prophet prior to the age of 40, whether it was Allah just inspired him, put it into his heart, or whether he saw a dream, or whether an angel came in human form and told him, Allah knows best. But it was made known to him that you will survive this, and there will come a day when they will all be in front of you, and you will tell them what they did, and they won't know who you are. And that's exactly how it transpired when they went to Yusuf alayhi salam at the time when he was in charge of Egypt. And I also mentioned a point here on Friday that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala doesn't give us all the emotional details of whether Yusuf alayhi salam cried out, what are you doing, my brothers? Where are you leaving me? What they said to him, what he said to them. It could make for a very emotional story. It would tug at the cords of emotion. There wouldn't be a dry eye if you were to narrate it. But it's not relevant to the lessons that Allah wants to highlight. And hence, Allah leaves it out. The Quran is not a storybook. It's not meant to make you cry for the sake of it, to make you enjoy a story, to give you a particular angle. It's meant to highlight the lessons. Now, the next verse talks about immediately what happened thereafter. Allah cuts out all the detail, which would ordinarily be found in a story of this nature that people would like to tell because it embellishes and it enhances the story angle. Allah says, وَجَاءُوا أَبَاهُمْ عِشَاءً يَبْكُونَ, they came to their father at nightfall, weeping. Why did they come at night? Well, maybe they got late, or they were only expected to come at night. Or it could also be that they intentionally came at night. You see, when you lie, it can be picked up sometimes by your body language, by your facial expressions. In those days, there was no electricity, so they wouldn't have had that much of artificial light at night like we have today. These days at night, people can still pretty much see your facial expressions and your body language. So some scholars say they wanted to hide their facial expressions, their body language from their father. That's why they came at night and they told him the story now, crying. And A'mash, rahimahullah, has said that after hearing the weeping and the crying of Yusuf alayhi salam's brothers, we cannot consider a man to be true merely by seeing his tearful eyes. What this story tells us, if somebody cries, it doesn't necessarily mean they're telling the truth. Sometimes the crying is intentional to camouflage the fact that they are lying. قَالُوا يَا أَبَانَا, they said, O father, إِنَّا ذَهَبْنَا نَسْتَبِقْ, we went out racing each other. وَتَرَكْنَا يُوسُفَ عِنْدَ مَتَائِنَا, and we left Yusuf by our belongings. فَأَكَلَهُ الذِّئِبُ, then a wolf devoured him. So they're saying, look, we were quite guarded of Yusuf. We were not really negligent. We left him right where our belongings were. We didn't allow him to go and run around and be on his own. Right where our saman, you know, our belongings were, we left him there. And we wanted to race. Now, he's too small. He couldn't take part. And we just, for a moment, you know, were occupied. And when we look back, the wolf had attacked him and the wolf had devoured him. وَمَا أَنْتَ بِمُؤْمِنٍ لَنَا وَلَوْ كُنَّا صَادِقِينَ, but you will not believe what we say even if we are truthful. They knew that Yaqub alayhi salam had reservations. That's why he didn't want to send Yusuf alayhi salam with them. So now they were now trying to, this was a ploy also. We're talking the truth, but we know you won't believe us. People do this. Yeah, I know you won't believe me, even though I'm talking the truth, but you won't believe me. You just don't believe me. You always doubt me. This is actually now an added camouflage to try and conceal their deceit. So they came at night crying fake tears, crocodile tears as we would say. They fabricated the story and they had said, "Dad, we looked after him. We put him with our goods. We just went to run a bit, and in that split second, the wolf came and devoured him. And we know you won't believe us because you're always suspicious of us when it comes to Yusuf." Now they present the shit with the false blood, and we'll take up that discussion tomorrow, inshallah. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant us the understanding.